I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Charity cornhole mayhem. This happened in Douglasville, Georgia over the weekend. Everyone knows what cornhole is, right? Those bean bags that you throw at the boy. Okay. So they're having this
tailgating and stuff.
They're having this tournament. The Chamber of Commerce in this town runs this tournament every year. And so it came up again on Sunday. And it's a big fundraiser for scholarships for local students. So everybody gets out there and has a good time playing the cornhole, and they pay to get in. And after a few beers, though, things get really competitive, as they did on Sunday. And fists started flying. Obscenities were thrown. Guys were punching each other. And the woman who was running the charity cornhole event got on the microphone. Now, you're only going to hear her in one of your speakers because the audio is kind of funky here. But she had to put out this warning.
We will stop this tournament right now. We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
This is ridiculous.
They're now considering that beer might not be a part of it for next year.
In Mountain View, California, police are investigating a strange carjacking. It wasn't valuables. It wasn't the car, anything like that the guy wanted. A 31-year-old driver from San Jose was looking for a parking space when a 21-year-old dude opened the door to the passenger seat, got in, and demanded the driver take him anywhere he wanted to go, threatened to physically harm him if he didn't comply. So an armed carjacking is going on. And the guy wants to be taken straight to KFC on El Camino Real and Castro Street. That's where I want to go. So the guy obliges. He takes him to KFC.
Does he make him go through the drive-thru or just drop me off?
Well, when they get there, then the guy says that's when he wants some money. He tries to rob him once he gets to the KFC. Because it's one thing to get to the KFC, but if you don't have $5
for
the
five, a bucket.
If you don't have a $5 fill-up, you need $5. And so then he starts trying to hold the guy up, and that's when the guy gets out of the car and takes off running. The guy gets in the driver's seat of the car, but by then the cops are on the way, and they catch him pretty easily at that point.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
And it's more March Madness from Whidbey Island. Some of the 911 calls that came into the authorities in March on Whidbey. Let's begin Wednesday, March 13th, 1:55 p.m., Pioneer Way. 911 caller says, somebody broke into one of my cabinets and stole my skeletons. Wednesday, March 13th, 5:23 p.m., Heller Street. 911 caller reports a man making large movements with his arm and yelling at himself. Sunday, March 18th, Highway 20 store. 911 caller says, there's a guy in the back of our store punching stuff. Monday, March 19th, 7:54 a.m., 3rd Avenue. 911 caller reports an ongoing issue with some kind of animal that keeps crapping in his yard.
It's 8 in the morning.
Friday, March 23rd, 10:42 a.m., Kimball Drive. 911 caller says, we got some people around here who are whistling at night, and it's the same rhythm over and over. And finally, Thursday, March 15th, 9:36 p.m., Highway 20. Some guy wearing a cape just jumped into traffic.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.